Okay, welcome to this special report about gold and silver. We have a really interesting developing situation here. As you know, last week, the CME, which stands for the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, this is, well, one of the largest metals exchanges in the world. They shut down, what was it, Wednesday, as silver prices were just practically limiting up and gold was climbing too. Silver went to almost $57, and the CME shut down, claiming that they had a server cooling problem in their data center, which took all their servers offline, and thus trading was halted. Now, their data center, according to online sleuths, is CyrusOne. And as far as we know, none of the other customers of CyrusOne reported any problems at all. So it was only the CME that reported this problem, which doesn't make any sense, because you would think if you have a cooling problem for a data center, that it would affect other customers, not just one rack of servers, for example. So a lot of people are suspicious about this, thinking that the CME faked it. They faked it to pull the plug in order to stop trading. In fact, I'm convinced that that's the case. Can't prove it, but it seems incredibly likely. We are at the pull the plug phase now on the desperation of the metals market. They're doing everything they can. The establishment, everything in their power to try to stop people from trading gold and silver, well, especially silver at the moment. And this almost certainly means that something is about to blow up in the infrastructure of the debt system and the manipulation of gold and silver prices. And one of the key players, if not the key player in the world for the manipulation of silver prices through the trading of paper contracts, has been JP Morgan. JP Morgan. And I believe, although I'd need to fact check this, I'm pretty sure that JP Morgan has reached various settlements with the government to pay billions of dollars in fines for manipulating metals markets, etc. And then they just keep on doing it. Well, according to a report called the Still Report, and I've never interviewed this man, but I've seen his channel a few times, but I'm going to put this in the rumor category for the moment until we have additional information. Although I have asked my other contacts, like Chris Olson and Chris Sullivan and Andy Shechtman, I've put out a bunch of late night messages, and David Morgan and others. I'm asking everybody if there's any truth to this. I haven't heard back because it's late on a holiday weekend, etc. But until we hear back, let's put this in the rumor category. But this man is claiming that the entire metals trading desk of JP Morgan has fled the country, and they've all been flown to Singapore in order to escape before the criminal prosecutions begin. Or at least that's what it seems like he's saying. And I want to play his video, because it's only about 2 minutes or so. I want to go ahead and play his video so you can see what he's saying. And just remember, this is in the non-confirmed category at the moment. But given the very strange situation last week with the, pulling the plug on the CME in order to halt trading, and then silver skyrocketing to nearly $57, clearly this is an emergency situation for the metals manipulators. And I suspect we're headed for massive defaults in the silver market, default on delivery. And if that happens, it will probably, this is just my guess, it will probably drive silver prices to triple digits by sometime in the first quarter of next year. I mean, if you thought $50 silver was crazy, wait till it's $100, because that's where it's almost certainly headed. Now, remember, I predicted $50 silver just a few months ago, and here we are, way past $50, $57 almost. Anyway, let's listen to the Still Report, and you can make up your mind.
Good Good morning. I'm still reporting on strange goings-on in the financial world. Last Thursday, with no press release, J.P. Morgan Chase moved its entire gold trading desk that handles billions of dollars every day from New York to Singapore. This is not an expansion. This is an escape. 50-plus traders and their families were told to be in Singapore by the end of last week. The linked email reads, "Relocate all COMEX-eligible gold operators to Asia-Pacific by end of week." Gold is now trading at $4,256 an ounce, up $54 just today. J.P. Morgan has already delivered $4 billion in physical bullion against New York futures contracts this month alone, the biggest physical delivery since 2008. Singapore has no gold import tariffs, is friendly with BRICS nations, and J.P. Morgan's private bank. There is exploding within ultra-high net worth clients moving money out of the United States. Jamie Dimon visited the Shanghai Gold Exchange in March and has been building deep ties with China's gold market ever since. Meanwhile, BRICS countries just sold another $93 billion in United States treasuries last week. When the biggest gold desk on the planet quietly leaves New York, it is because the smart money knows something the public has not yet been told. Trump says that Fort Knox is about to be audited. If the gold is missing or revalued or filled with some metal that's not gold, the dollar's days as the world reserve currency are numbered. The bankers always know first. Now you do too. Please hit subscribe, like, and share. And if you can afford to send a greenback or two to our PayPal account, stillreport@gmail.com, we may be able to survive through December. Thank you very much.
All right. So there you go. Again, we're going to categorize this as a rumor. Do not know yet if it's confirmed. I did just hear back from Andy Schechtman. And Andy Schechtman said he also saw that video and he cannot confirm one way or the other. And he's going to talk to some people tomorrow morning who will know the answer if that's true. And then we're going to find out. In the meantime, in the overnight markets, silver futures have blown through $58. So we are headed for $60 silver very soon, potentially today. Who knows? I mean, things are breaking. The internal plumbing of the whole debt-based system, the whole financial system, effectively, you're going to start seeing things break piece by piece. Not all at once. It's not all going to collapse in one day. It's going to be a major failure here, a default there, breaking this, and then a delay, and then a bank will go down, and then boom, you know, a delay, and then there'll be bail-ins and the great taking, and then a currency collapse, and then, you know, martial law, all that stuff. But it's going to be spread out over time, not all in one day. But it's clear that that's where things are headed. I mean, $58 silver, you realize what that's going to do to all the people who hold shorts? And by the way, as I'm watching markets, it's clear. I mean, silver's already blown way past $57 in overseas trading. So think about it, folks. This is a truly historic moment. When I started recommending gold and silver in this podcast, which was years ago, it was like, well, I don't know. I mean, 2020, maybe, I guess. What was silver then? It was, what, $18 or something like that? So we're close to that. Now it has tripled, okay? It has tripled. So a 300% increase in the dollar value of silver, which means that dollars are collapsing. silver is skyrocketing or holding value, you could say, and gold is holding value. And what's not holding value is the dollar. And here we are on the verge of Trump apparently poised to attack Venezuela with some kind of military strike, with very likely there will be Russian-made defensive missile systems in Venezuela. Probably not Oreshnik yet, but that may be coming. I'm not sure how many U.S. soldiers Trump is putting at risk with the USS Gerald Ford, the aircraft carrier, which is within striking distance of various Russian missile systems. So I don't know what's going on exactly. Patrick Byrne, in a recent interview that I did with him, you know, 2 weeks ago, he said that the attack on Venezuela is largely about destroying the election rigging headquarters that's there in Venezuela that controls elections in the U.S. and all over the Western world. So maybe that's part of it. Venezuela also has a massive amount of oil. I think the largest proven oil reserves in the world are right there. But it's also, it's not a very high quality oil, so it needs high technology to extract it and refine it. But if the U.S. could, you know, basically pillage Venezuela, which seems to be the model of the U.S. empire, then that could be tens of trillions of dollars of oil. Maybe could pay off the U.S. debt. I mean, seriously, this is like, let's pillage this country, you know, thrust their own people into poverty and steal their wealth and use it to pay off our debt. You know, I mean, that's the, it's insane. Yes, it's insane. But that's the way empires function. That's the way the leaders of empires think. They're just running around the world like, who can we steal from? That was the whole plan with Russia, was to steal, you know, to overthrow Russia. First, get Ukraine there. You know, we overthrew Ukraine in, what, 2014. Installed puppets in Ukraine, and Zelensky's been a puppet. The idea was to get Russia involved in a war, then defeat Russia in a war, have a domestic revolution, install another Western-friendly puppet in Russia, and then pillage Russia. That was the whole plan. It just didn't work. Now the plan is to pillage Venezuela. Is that going to work? I don't know. But in the meantime, gold and silver are absolutely skyrocketing. Now, is this a good time to buy gold and silver? I have no idea. I really have no idea. But I was saying the same thing when it was $33. Like, I don't, it's so high at 33. I don't know if you should buy. Remember, I always say that as it keeps climbing. I don't know where it's going to be. But if you want gold and silver, our sponsor is Battalion Metals, which is co-founded by Tucker Carlson. And you can reach Battalion Metals through our link at metalswithmike.com. And they're our sponsor. Been working with them for years. Honest, trustworthy, great value, very competitive pricing, etc. You're not going to go wrong with these folks. So again, metalswithmike.com. And my overall advice on purchasing metals is, you know, work with a professional advisor who can analyze your custom situation, first of all. And then I don't worry about the price too much. I just buy a little bit each month. So I am dollar cost averaging into the metals. And as far as I'm concerned, the dollar price matters a lot less than just the total number of ounces that you have. Just having ounces is what matters, because whether the price goes up or down, the number of ounces you have stays the same, right? If you've got, let's say, you've got 200 ounces of silver, you know, tomorrow, no matter what happens to the dollar, you still have 200 ounces of silver. And that's the beautiful thing about it. It doesn't go up or down because it's physical, because it's real. So just keep stacking, well, to the extent that it makes sense for your financial planning, stack gold and silver, and little by little, a little over time. And if you do that over a period of years, then you're going to be way ahead of the stock market, way ahead of treasuries, obviously, way ahead of currencies, way ahead of the stock market leaders. You know, even the big tech companies, you're going to outperform them over time by just dollar cost averaging into gold and silver. I mean, and history has proven that. Now, over the weekend, a friend of mine was asking me, should I just sell silver because it's so high? I should just take the profits, sell it and take the profits. And I'm like, what are you going to put it in? I mean, you take the profits. Number one, you're going to pay taxes on the profits. So you're sending money to the IRS. And then what are you going to do with the dollars? I mean, the options are buy gold and silver or what? You know, where are you going to put it? Buy Bitcoin, buy land, buy ammo. What? I mean, you only need so much land. You can only have so much ammo. You might not want to buy crypto. Who knows? Maybe you think Monero is overpriced right now. Maybe it is. I don't know. But where would you put it if you sold your silver? You know, that's the issue right now. There's no better place to put it. So profit taking doesn't actually make sense when you're selling money, which is silver, and turning it into fiat currency, which is dollars. Dollars are not money. They are currency. Gold and silver are money. They are actual money that fits the definition of money, whereas fiat currency does not fit the definition of money. And let me remind you, too, I've got a couple of tools that can be very beneficial for you. And these tools are free. So first of all, of course, you probably know this. You can go to our AI engine at brightu.ai. Brightu.ai. And there we have a financial coach. And you can click on the financial coach. It's on the homepage. Just scroll down. And you can ask it any financial question you want. Now, it's not a licensed financial advisor, obviously, and you should verify all information that it spits out because it is AI, but it's trained on all my interviews with all the top financial investment experts and the gold and silver experts, and also a couple thousand episodes of David Morgan's Silver Guru podcast and all kinds of things and all kinds of books on gold and silver from G. Edward Griffin to others. So, and my interviews with Ron Paul and many other people. So if you ask that engine financial questions, especially about how to reduce risk or, you know, what's the best strategy for a certain scenario, you're going to find that it gives very useful information that you can use for further research. Again, just be sure to confirm everything and don't make financial decisions based solely on what that engine tells you to do, because it can make mistakes being that it's AI. And the second tool is our book engine now, where we have over 150 books available, free to download. Many of them are books about finance, and that's at books.brightlearn.ai, or you can just go to brightlearn.ai and click on the books link. And now we have categories up there, so you can click on, there it is, finance. And in the finance category, we've got books like The Silent Fleece, How Governments Harvest Your Wealth. Let's see, The Great Monetary Chains. Let's see, Thrive on Less, The Ultimate Guide to Outsmarting Inflation. The Sovereign Survival Guide, How to Escape Banking Surveillance, Defeat CBDCs, etc. The Phantom Ledger, A Sovereign's Blueprint to Financial Invisibility. Exit, Shield, Thrive, The Uncensored Playbook for Selling Your Business, Outsmarting Taxes, and Dominating Europe's Volatile Economy. Okay, those are just some of the books that are available there, and more coming. And that's just in the finance category. So you are free to download all those books completely free of charge. You can read them online or you can download them. And we've just introduced audio summaries for some books, especially the popular books. You can click on the homepage of books.brightlearn.ai. You can click on audio available and it will show you the books that have audio files, where it's about a 15-minute audio conversation that talks about the highlights of the book. So that's kind of cool. We've got that available for four books at the moment, with many more coming. So all good. So the best thing I can tell you here is to use our tools, use our books. If you need assistance, some of you are super experts already in these topics, but if you need help or you want to run your ideas past our AI engine, go ahead and use those. They're all free to use. And make sure you make good choices about what's going on. obviously, for me personally, I'm trying to minimize my exposure to dollar currency because the dollar is going to continue to plummet in purchasing power. That is clear. You know, the dollar is going to collapse, and it's probably just going to be a steady, slow, rolling erosion, which is what we're witnessing right now. But it's going to be an accelerating erosion, you know, of the dollar. So the best way to defend against that, in my view, is, you know, gold and silver or other hard assets. So anyway, make good decisions on this. We are entering some very risky times. Counterparty risk remains extremely high. There will be bank failures. Some people will lose all their money in the banks. FDIC insurance is going to bail out some people some of the time, but not all the time and not all the accounts. So yeah, they're going to be bail-ins. They're going to be currency failures. Like I said at the beginning, where this is headed is it's beyond the horizon of anything we've ever lived through. But it's going to take a couple of years to fully crumble, really. So we're just beginning to see the initial fracturing of the dam that's holding back the water of debt, the wave of debt that can't be held back forever. It's coming. So be fully prepared. Thank you for listening. You can check out all my other podcasts at brighteon.com, or you can follow my articles at naturalnews.com. And you can also now read the books that I've generated at brightlearn.ai. And if you click on the most popular button, you're going to see some of my books there, because they are currently the most popular books, although they may not stay that way. But you can read my books, Cancer Collapse, Toxic Pantry, Your Digital Doctor, these kinds of books. Feel free to enjoy, read, and download and share all those books completely free of charge. So thank you for listening. Take care.
Pink Himalayan salt, one of the purest and healthiest salts on earth. Non-GMO, certified kosher, lab tested and trusted. Shop at healthrangerstore.com.